Australia announces $38 billion coronavirus aid package. By Breitbart London on March 22, 2020. AFP, Australia on Sunday announced a $38 billion spending plan to limit the economic damage from the coronavirus pandemic, as citizens were told to cancel domestic travel plans to slow the virus spread. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said the latest AUD 66 billion announced Sunday brought government and central bank measures to support the economy to AUD 189 billion, or nearly 10% of gross domestic product, GDP. These extraordinary times require extraordinary measures and we face a global challenge like we have never faced before, he told reporters in Canberra. Today's announcement will provide hope and support for millions of Australians at a time when they need it most. Small businesses and non-profits will receive cash subsidies of up to AUD 100,000. Unemployment payments will be temporarily doubled and pensioners will receive AUD 750 cash. Workers whose income has fallen by at least 20% due to the coronavirus outbreak will be able to access their retirement funds early, with those facing hardship allowed to withdraw up to AUD 20,000 over 2 years. Frydenberg said the economic shock was now expected to be deeper, wider and longer than was believed just 10 days ago and additional measures would be required. The country appears poised to slip into recession as a result of the coronavirus outbreak after a record 29-year run of economic growth. Australia has recorded more than 1,200 cases and 7 deaths from COVID-19. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the government was also moving immediately to recommend against non-essential travel, warning stronger measures were imminent to deal with localized outbreaks. He said work-related trips, the transport of essential supplies and travel on compassionate grounds could continue but people should cancel any other travel plans ahead of the upcoming Easter school holidays. More stronger measures will be coming and they will be coming in more localized areas to deal with outbreaks, Morrison said. What that means is, what may be necessary in a part of Sydney may not be necessary at all in other parts of the country. Australia has already sealed off its borders, putting in place an unprecedented ban on entry for non-residents in the hope of stemming the rise of COVID-19 infections. 3 Australian regions, the island state of Tasmania, South Australia state, and the Northern Territory, have also implemented a 14-day self-isolation period for all visitors. New South Wales state on Sunday announced a shutdown of non-essential services, with supermarkets, pharmacies and petrol stations among those businesses that are exempt. Morrison said political leaders would meet Sunday evening to consider stricter isolation rules. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.